Which one?
Season 4, episode 13. The INT.
Okay.
Riley, blah, blah, blah. That's a good synopsis.
Okay. You're listening to Potential Cast, season 4, episode 13?
Yep.
The I.N. team. Buffy joins the initiative, but her self-reliant and curious attitude doesn't mesh well with the military's chain of command. Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Debbie.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Kelly Jo.
Welcome, Kelly Jo.
Hello, Kelly Jo.
Hello.
God, Illyrio, Gabby, it's like I haven't seen you in weeks.
Or days.
And you're still not seeing me. Because we're talking.
Yeah.
So, Kelly Jo, did you drive down to Raleigh?
Yeah, I didn't drive to Raleigh. I hitched a ride with Mike.
She was driven to Raleigh.
Yes, I was driven.
Like a moth to a flame.
I was driven in Mike's cute car.
Mm-hmm. he's got a Mini Cooper.
Yes, now, and
how was he able to fit both you, him, and a dead prostitute in that little car?
She went in the trunk.
Awesome.
They're quite spacious, actually.
Yeah.
Prostitutes and
Hey, guys. A Riley episode.
Yeah.
Yay.
See why I don't like season 4?
Can I just say, sex is awesome, but not with that haircut.
Never with that haircut.
He looks like a 12-year-old in that haircut. I figured out what bothers me. He has the little, what's it called?
Bowl cut?
No.
The mushroom cut?
No, Seinfeld quoted it. It's like...
Page boy?
It's something else. The young man. Or something. It's like the young man haircut. I mean,
okay.
I don't know. It's just,
It was quite weird, because I thought, is she getting turned on by them fighting together, or are they,
she's Faith.
I was so confused. I'm like, wait, are they fighting? Are they banging? I'm confused.
It was weird.
I was like, well, the fight, there's no stakes to this fight, because I know he survives, because I know they have sex afterwards. You know what I mean?
But we didn't know that.
And did Buffy change into those boots after the fight?
Yeah,
just so she
those
could
sexy
take
boots.
Them
off. In next time's episode, I'm gonna have to complain about her wardrobe as well. Apparently, there's an elevator that dresses you in a lab coat. But that's for next time. You guys want to do feedback?
Yes.
Sure.
Let's do a little feedback here.
We have
feedback.
Yeah, we have some. We'll start with the Facebook feedback. How's that for an idea?
Okay.
So, Robin, who is our designated Facebook group poster extraordinaire. Bob DeGran says, oh good, a Riley episode, barf. Robin Hudson, evil Walsh is evil. Kim, this one too? Check. Missy says, Xander is trying to peddle cardboardy tasting boost bars to everyone. Clearly, He learned nothing from the band candy incident. While girlfriend Anya is kicking ass at board games and asks for pretty booby, pretty baubles. It looks like boobies.
It does.
I'm sorry. Pretty baubles. Now that she has a job. Mm-hmm. That
they say learnt in Australia too.
Pardon?
They say learnt in Australia too.
Yeah.
We say learnt here in the South.
America.
Buffy has finally gained access to the initiative, which turned out to be a ploy to kill her. Spike, I knew it. I told y'all it was going to be a bad idea. Spike and Giles are still on there. I'll pay you if you help me kick. I'm a huge fan of these two together. Willow is hanging with her witchy pal Tara because Buffy has abandoned her for sexy time with Riley and a stupid fight sequence with his commando buddies. Professor Walsh is Black Hat Evil, and we now know what 314 is. It's Frankenstein's son. Booyah!
Frankenstein's
son.
Frankenstein.
Right. Forrest is having a hard time, that's what she said, letting his imaginary boyfriend Riley hang out with a girl. He should totes be confident in their relationship. Riley has shown no signs of being straight. Oh, and look at that. Professor Walsh gets skewered by her creation. All in all, a great look into the nut jobs down at the initiative. Awesome. Who wants to read Ina's feedback?
Were you guys surprised that Walsh got skewered at the end?
It was shocked me.
Shocked me too. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, you want to know why?
Yeah, tell us why. Tell us why.
Mommy.
Because, what's her name?
The actress?
Lindsay Krause. Is that her name? Lindsay Krause?
Probably Krause,
but
yeah.
She left early.
Oh,
like, she was supposed to be there.
Did she have a drug problem, too?
No. No, I think she had an actual career. But, oh, she's like an Academy Award. She was David Mamet's wife. You know, do you watch Mad Men, Kim?
Yes.
You know, the lesbian who came in last week and brought the pictures of the nurses and they were making.
She's a lesbian?
What?
Isn't she? I thought she was the friend that
I haven't seen last week's
episode. Lesbian is rampant. Lesbianism is just rampant these days.
But
you're
a lesbian.
I've never heard of her before.
Every show has to have a gay on it.
Can you isolate that, please, and send me that file of Steph going, every show has a gay on it.
That's what I hear from people that I know. I can't have a show on television without a gay on it these days. Anyway.
And then do you hear the toilet flush like Archie Bunker?
Exactly. But no, that girl on Mad Men, that is Lindsay Krause's daughter, David Mamet's. Anyway, she left early and it messed up the plans for the season. That's what we were watching the episode today, and Morgan was like, you know, Adam had a lot of potential.
Was that anyway?
No. All right, who wants to read Ina's comment? I will. The Iron Team is a fitting episode title. The Slayer doesn't make a good team player, but this episode feels rushed, with Maggie Walsh going from welcoming Buffy to the operation to going evil and wanting her dead, and then she's just killed off. But how awesome was Buffy's appearance and speech on the camera at the end?
That is in my top five Buffy moments.
Yeah, that was
really
great.
Yes, because she finally is badass with a badass attitude.
I liked it, but not from her.
Nice.
Every time Buffy tries to be badass, it seems so like she's trying to.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, that's hardly the point. It was a good moment for her.
I don't really care for the initiative or the Buffy-Riley relationship, so I don't enjoy this episode much apart from the Spike-Giles banter and Anya's awesome comments.
Anya's comments are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
She's kind of like the replacement for Cordy in certain ways.
She's better than Cordy.
Yeah.
Because she has naivete that doesn't come from being spoiled. She has naivete from being a fish out of water. And I love that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just miss Xander this season. They're just Xander and Anya need more to do, you know, more of a story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rich says, mediocre episode with a fantastic final act.
Yes!
Uh-huh.
Lynette says, I agree with Simone. Xander did not learn from Ben Candy, and apparently Giles did not either. Always love Spike horizontal and the nifty hairdos after removing the tracer. Spike, Giles, and Anya saved the episode. Maggie, Riley, and Adam, not so much. Glad that Buffy will not be hanging with the initiative from now on, because they are frankly beneath her abilities.
The way that Buffy and Riley were acting in this episode, it just reminded me of how much I can't stand Buffy.
Yeah, not and my favorite character.
Yeah.
Because she did this with the other dude, what was his face? The
guy that McDoucherton?
Yeah, him. And then when she got all up an angel, she like literally...
I think it was the other way around, but carry on.
I know. Yeah. I meant but first. But like, she drops everything.
No, Kim. I mean, he got all up in her.
Yeah.
You see that? I'm making a reference to intercourse.
Right. Thank you.
Kelly Joe, cover your ears.
But like,
I'm 18 now, Steph. It's legal for me to hear this.
Okay.
But like, sorry, she Kim. Would drop her friends, her good friends, all for a boy. And that's the type of person I would just never be friends with.
Mm-hmm. It's just pathetic.
Yeah.
I dislike her very much. But when she got badass, I was like, yeah, finally, you grew a pair.
But then, yeah.
Beth says, from the opening funny poker spell to the bronze scenes with Buffy to her speech at Tara's door, I enjoyed Willow's scenes a lot in this episode. Anya was also awesome. The differences between Buffy and the Initiative's methods of demon slaying are on display this week. I found a lot of it funny. Oh, and Professor Walsh doesn't mess around. Buffy's TV reveal was great, and I still gasp at the ending.
Hmm. The ending was great.
Gaspable.
It did 100% save this episode.
I would concur. Amy says, these are the two episodes I skip over if I'm rewatching season 4. The Spike scenes are the only good bits. Especially because he takes his shirt off. The Roundup Facebook feedback. Rachel says, Willow is awfully tight-lipped about her new friend. She quite clearly chooses not to let Buffy know about her, turning Tara into a hypothetical someone before quickly changing the subject.
Kind of like how Stephanie did earlier, but anyways.
So, I have a little bit more feedback here. Steph, you want to set up this audio clip I have called the IN Team?
Is Stephanie even there anymore?
Stephanie? It says that she's there.
Oh, maybe she's back.
Need her to set it up. I think it's someone using our words against us again. Oh, it's trying to call her again. She went offline. Steph, are you back?
I'm back.
Yay.
Sorry.
Yay. So, Steph, to round off feedback, there are these two audio files here. Do you want to set up the one called the IN Team that Beth provided?
Oh, yeah, just playing. These are, quotes from you guys, clips from the episode that pertain to this episode.
All right, so I'll play the IN Team and then we'll discuss.
That's fluffy hair guy.
Huh?
Riley? Riley, I hope he's not some sort of demon or vampire, because that would just be ridiculous.
I want him to go away because I don't like him.
Why don't you like him?
There's just something about him, besides the fact that he's a terrible actor and I don't find him attractive. I don't know. There's just something. I don't know. Wait a minute. I might have to throw something out there because I threw out that Parker was a douchebag and I was right.
Yes.
I don't know. There's just something a little too goody two shoes about that guy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the crappy acting that I just can't.
It's something to do with him and the teacher, the professor. They don't call her like evil for nothing, I think.
Maybe he's her. Maybe she really is evil and he's like her.
Well, mate. She's gotta be. Yeah. She's gotta be evil.
Maybe she's the big bad.
She's gotta be the big bad for the season. Mm-hmm. Although, maybe this season doesn't have a big bad, because we haven't seen it.
Y'all deserve a cookie.
All right. I love cookies. I forgot to buy some at the store. I bought everything else in the store today.
What, but all in the store?
I bought cookies. But
pardon?
I need to go back and buy some.
Yes.
I guess if you bought all of the store except for the cookies.
It seems that way.
It
does. So I have another clip here called Willow. Let's listen to this one's a bit longer. It's just under 4 minutes. Let's see what this is about.
I have some thoughts about Willow. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, tell us, Gabby.
Go ahead.
It's your turn.
Okay. I could be... I don't know. Maybe because I was as tired when I was watching it a second time or whatever. But I started noticing, okay, we know the episode's called Prophecy Girl. We're assuming that it's all about Buffy because it's all about Buffy all the time. But then I started thinking over the past few episodes and then a couple things pop up in this one that make me think, maybe we have some foreshadowing about some stuff coming up with some of the other characters. In particular, Willow, in this one, may be a racy suggestion, but I'm thinking there might be, because there's that joke that they make about Buffy, if she has feelings for him, for Buffy, she's keeping it close to the chest, ha ha ha. And then, like, later, somebody makes, she responds to Cordelia's question about, like, man, I don't know why we put up with them. And she's like, I hear ya. And then, I'm wondering if we may be hinting at that maybe at some point, Willow might be liking the ladies.
She's Lebanese?
Exactly.
Wow.
You know, that's funny, Gabby, because like when Xander said that, I kind of chuckled to myself because I'm like, it'd be weird now after all that we know if Willow is a lesbian. But I wouldn't be shocked because
it's,
you know,
lesbian.
At that,
sorry. Yeah.
You know, because, like, around that time, when all those shows, like, especially the shows on, like, the WB and whatever, UPN at the time, they always had to throw one random gay character in there. I'm thinking, like, Dawson's Creek, one of the guys all of a sudden was gay. And I was like, oh, okay, awesome.
Was his name Token?
But, like, he was Jack.
Oh.
But, yeah. And, like, it would be too easy. Like,
I
which character would be the easiest one to make gay? And I think, oh, Willow. Sorry,
but she
Willow.
She doesn't wear Birkenstocks.
She what?
She doesn't wear Birkenstocks or anything. Maybe
not yet. Maybe when she goes...
Maybe that comes later.
It's probably when she goes to college and she experiments, so we have to wait.
Okay, stereotype jokes. I know. I apologize. But not really. Because it's funny.
And
I'm not going
true.
To apologize. And it is true. The thing is, I also enjoy Birkenstocks. And I like the ladies as well.
So are you saying they're all lesbian?
I think we're veering off track, and that's what I'm going
anyway,
to say.
Anyway,
but that's interesting,
sorry,
Gabby. I hadn't really thought of that. But you know what? You might be right. Who knows what they're going to have in store for us? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be shocked at all.
No, because, I mean, I know that they're playing up the longing, and she seems to have a very serious crush or be in love with Xander or whatever, and that would be great, but, you know, that...
It would be
I don't,
typical,
you know, when I was,
right?
Yeah, I was pushing for that for a while, but I'm like, yeah, he's still hung up on Buffy. He's never not going to be hung up on Buffy, I'm thinking. So I'm like, they just lots of weird comments and that kind of thing. And I can already tell from some of the dialogue and the things that happen. I'm like, wait a minute. Those aren't just words. Something's got to be leading to something. And I just couldn't shake it. So that's my prediction.
Ooh, well, is that your crackpot theory?
Throwing it out there. That is my grandfather.
Everybody loves Buffy.
Yeah. And wow.
I'm the winner.
Time capsule.
Wow.
That was ages ago. I remember I was on the road for work. And I was in a hotel room in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. And I had food poisoning that day. And I didn't tell anybody. And I kept asking for small, like, 5-minute breaks. Oh, the memories.
I get a cookie!
Yes.
Yeah, I get 2 cookies.
Let's hope there's no E. coli in it. Like?
A chocolate chip one, please.
But they say that Joss was debating between Xander and Willow. It was going to be one of them.
Oh, it better not have
really
been Xander.
Really? Xander?
Yes.
I don't see that.
Guys, did you
I think
did you
the only
forget?
Reason why it wasn't no. Xander is because Xander's like the one male in the cast and it would just be too estrogen filled.
Moving on. So, wow, how prophetic, Kimberly, that we were talking about gays on TV shows and then we go back to this clip from, oh my gosh, almost 2 years ago now.
Really? Wow. Has it been 2 years?
We've been
years?
Doing this since June 2010, folks. Oh my God. we're getting close to 100 episodes.
And we'll still be doing this June 2015.
Yep. Yeah. And I should not have signed that contract in blood. That's all I'm saying. So
cannot quit. Locked in.
And now, almost 2 years later, it comes right back. I think it's awesome. Whoever is keeping our old episodes and listening to what we say and keeping track of what we say, thank you so much for keeping
thank
track
you,
and a tally of this, mm-hmm. because I'm not going to do it. But thank you very much, Beth. I think I speak for everyone. We really appreciate it.
That's awesome. Yes.
Thanks, man.
All right. So, okay.
Ian Swallow?
Yes, Ian has an email for us. I was about to start ungushing on the episode.
Ew.
Okay.
Ian is the best. Ian, I think you're awesome. Ian says, hi, Gax. He spelt it with an X. And in parentheses, I'm running with this now. Spoilers below for the Ian team. I've not got much to say about this apart from the following. Naughty, naughty Maggie Walsh. Having yourself phallically impaled by your own creation is what you get for being a meanie, mean, meaner. Thanks again for the great podcast, Ian in the UK. P.S. Enter Adam appropriately dramatic here.
Did you guys figure out that she was harvesting the bits of
no,
the
No, I kept
demons?
Hoping it was Faith.
Ugh, God, no.
Yeah, I think Faith it would have been cooler never... if they had Faith in
no.
the room 314, and oh. then she would have been their way of eliminating Buffy, or trying to.
Yeah, oh, I was so pissed off when they opened up the door and they revealed that it was the Cyberman. And
I think that's a failed
Faith
comic book for the
Frankenstein
A's.
Monster.
Mm. No, Faith wasn't even on the radar.
There's some comic. There's a comic that explains that when the mayor died, his soul went into a demon, like he was a vampire, and then he was like some other kind of demon. And he was the demon that the initiative was hunting down, and Adam was like the commander, like what Riley is now. Mm. And he was injured by Adam, and I mean, Adam was injured by the mayor, which was in this, I don't know, in this demon's body. And Maggie Walsh was just like, save him, save Adam. He's my favorite.
Sounds like a better episode than this piece of garbage we watched. I'll say that right now.
Yeah, a lot of the comics, to me, they seem contrived because it's like they just kind of fill in the blanks and it's not very imaginative. It's just kind of paint by numbers, just what you know. All right, we have one for B.W. Trogdon, the Iron Team. You want me to read it?
Oh, yeah, please, because I didn't even see it. Sorry, B.W.
Okay, who are they trying to kid? There's no Iron Team, and there's no B in the initiative. Once again, however, quick thinking and a little water.
Sorry. That's the way you read it. Okay, sorry, go on.
Once again, however, quick thinking and a little water get Buffy out of a jam. It's a shame Professor Walsh looked down on all that superstition stuff, or she might have gotten up with Quentin Travers and compared notes. She could have made the
Cruciamentium version 2.0.
Okay, thank you. More difficult, even if it was a week late for Buffy's 19th birthday. So now Buffy has two examples of organized demon hunters to compare. I don't think that she would have fit in any better with the initiative than she did with the Watchers Council, even if their goals match perfectly. There just doesn't seem to be a place for an independent thinker in the ranks.
Yeah.
Also, be very careful about ionizing the atmosphere, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
You know, when I see that scene, I think, how long were they in makeup getting their hair to do that for that quick shot? You know, just a second on the screen. Yeah.
With a great payoff, though.
That was a phenomenal payoff.
The answer is long enough.
Right.
All right. Ready to discuss the episode. This was a very David Fury. I mean, like, I could hear him say these words. Mm-hmm. He wrote the episode. I mean, his voice is just so distinct.
David Fury's?
Yes. His writing voice. Yeah.
Okay. That sex scene, I know I'm going way ahead, but that's what I want to talk about right now is the sex scene. Did you guys notice that when they cut to a shot of Buffy on top of Riley, the look on his face was sheer horror.
Yeah, he's probably scared to dance.
It's a girl.
And I wanted to somehow take a screen cap of that, but I just didn't have time. And that was for me. The funniest moment in this episode was when all of a sudden she's on top. He's like, just deer in headlights. Deer in headlights are this perfect little man haircut.
See, because he's so self-righteous, I just thought that he was going to stop and say, no, this is wrong. We can't do this. You know?
I'm the man. I'm in control.
No, I just thought he was going to say, This is bad.
We have to get approval from the military first.
Yeah.
Maggie has a creepy nanny cam in my room.
Oh, that was so creepy.
Ugh, very.
The way she was just sitting there and ugh. That was disgusting. Sorry, Maggie.
Oh, my favorite were the double entendres at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to do this. That.
And then but I'm the, ready. And then you told me it was big.
But you didn't tell me it was huge. Yep.
What about at the very beginning when they're playing poker? And Willow's asking for the heart that she needs. And I was like, oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
And Anya and Xander like spanking.
That's awesome.
I love it. They're so wild and free.
Well, Anya's not. She doesn't have these hang-ups, you know, these social hang-ups that every other girl would have. So she's free to just, you know.
I like that they touched upon Anya's resistance to the initiative. And I especially loved how Willow called it post-demon angst. I believe. But yeah, pretty awesome. Anya's great. Xander's funny. Willow's gotta be a lesbian very soon. And
is anything wrong
Riley
with that?
Is boring as all fuck.
Yeah.
Now, Kelly, you watching along with us, right?
What happened was about a year ago.
What had happened was.
I went on a cruise and ended up not spending much time doing activities and watched a lot of Buffy because I bought the DVDs ahead of time and traveled with them. But I haven't had a lot of time to continue watching, so I know things from the sixth season, but scandal.
But you've been watching along, right? You haven't skipped around?
No. I watched it within the order it's supposed to. I haven't been watching Angel.
You're so lucky.
You're so lucky.
I'm jealous.
I don't mind Angel.
I wish it was Angelus.
Guess so.
Alright.
And Robin are the only ones, Kim.
I'm about to post a picture to the Facebook group.
Is it a Riley?
this picture to me sums up. I can't even. I don't know what caption to put in. Here we go. Wowza!
Leave it open so everybody can write their own caption.
And post.
I'm refreshing.
It'll post soon. You'll see in about 5 seconds.
Ooh.
Now that right there was ruined by that haircut.
Yeah. It really was.
I like his hair.
That haircut just ruins it.
Yeah, if he had a
little
mop
part in his hair, it's like, I'm ready to go off to kindergarten, mommy. You know, and Sarah Michelle Gellar was looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair looked much better in that whole sex scene than it did in the rest of the episode.
In the rest of the episode.
Hey, if I want to say breast, I'll say breast. Don't worry.
Boobies.
Yeah. But yeah. That haircut ruined that scene. It could have been a wonderful scene.
Where's the post of the one where he's frightened?
I'm going to go do that right now. Talk amongst yourselves about the episode.
Okay.
Because there's some good stuff about this episode. I'll just chime in about the good stuff when you talk about it.
There is?
I think so. I really think so. I'll be honest. I think there's some pretty good stuff about this episode.
Well, there are a couple things that made me laugh. Well, just because, you know, technology has evolved so much. Because, like, so-and-so wants to talk to you on the talkie, which is just a cell phone.
Page me, baby.
Doesn't work. And then when he has the timer, and first of all, they all had pagers, which killed me. And then when he had the little alarm to remind him to take his vitamins, I was like, really, guys? Vitamins?
Well, how much longer those may not be vitamins. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and I was like, how much longer till we find out that Riley's a droid?
I found myself only enjoying the scenes with Xander, Giles, Anya, and Spike.
Their stuff was hilarious.
And out of all of them, they seem like they're the most natural. Mm-hmm. And they're not even acting. They're not even trying. It seems just right. And the rest of the episode I hated. And I don't like Tara. She seems stoned and she's crazy awkward. And I'm not crazy about her at all. And she makes me uneasy.
Is this a hate crime?
Well, I hate crime.
Hey, Gabby, for $250 at Dragon Con, you can take an acting class given by Ms. Amber Benson.
Yeah. Wow. Let me do that. Will I learn
I don't mind her so much. What's So what? Why didn't you like her? Is this a zigzag part in her hair, or
you know what? That's it.
I now, posted I the greatest picture in the history of potential cast.
Okay.
This will forever. This will forever be what I think of when I think of Riley.
Oh my god.
I posted that seconds ago. Kelly just saw. Yeah. Kimberly just liked it. Lynette liked it. I think this is probably going to get the most likes in the history of our Facebook group.
Oh, we got an LOL.
That's awesome. I'm going to like my own post because I'm like that.
I like that you like your own post.
Pardon? Yeah. So for me, this is what the episode is really about. It's about Riley becoming a man.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov, Riley. Mazel tov. Hey. I want to make this the official potential cast Twitter account avatar, but I think I'll not do that.
It's good.
Instagram it.
Oh, it should have been my something you found. There's a woman on top of me. Let me check the scenes from the days. To our beloved listeners, if you think that we're going a little bit crazy, don't worry. I will actually post the picture along with the post. I will make it the album artwork of this episode.
Yes.
I will make it the album artwork of this episode. Guaranteed.
That's my new wallpaper on my phone.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
So I never knew he'd be comic relief.
Okay, so Willow is feeling, and you know, when I talk about other television shows, I never say a character is feeling this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Willow is feeling neglected, rejected,
yeah,
jealous,
yeah,
sad.
Again. Are you getting tired of it, Gabby?
Yes.
You are.
Getting tired. Boo-hoo, poor me. Buffy has other people she wants to do stuff with. She doesn't want to hang out with me all the time. Oh, Giles, you want me to do something for you? Okay, I just want to be loved and wanted. Oh, Tara's taking a shine to me, and she wants to give me a big, pretty pink rock. I think I'll hang out with her and do spells and air quotes.
Big, pretty, pink rock. Now, I've never heard of lesbianism referred to that before, but...
I have.
Yeah. Oh, I'll hang out with the awkward girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it just her mannerisms? Maybe that's what's
weird. I think maybe that's what's bugging me. Plus,
because I have no problems with Tara.
I have no problems with Tara, but how can you have problems with something that isn't really there?
Yeah, we don't know that she's a lesbian yet, guys. Why are we assuming?
I never... God, that's not why
If Tara is not Willow's first, I am going to be incredibly duped. Because this is what they're leading us to believe. With the whole banner... With the lesbian banner. Remember the lesbian banner, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No.
In the shoe choices this season.
Yeah, the shoe choices.
So, I don't know. The way that they outwardly look at each other.
Spike had it. Sorry, go ahead.
I see it kind of the way that they awkwardly look at each other and now they're secretly hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think Tara knows it's a secret. I don't think Tara knows that Willow's ashamed of her.
She might feel that way because when she sort of rejected her, doing air quotes, when she asked her out, pretty much, and she's like, I got plans with my friends at the Bronze.
Yeah.
Like, the Bronze is a social place. Like, how come she wouldn't just say, why don't you just hang out with us?
Yeah,
I thought that was kind of rude. Like, oh, I have some friends we're hanging out tonight. Hey, you want to come hang out with us? It just seemed like the nice thing to do.
Yeah, I think,
or even just like stop by for a bit, whatever.
I'm thinking part of it is that she doesn't want people to know that she's doing all this experimentation with someone else.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But they could. She could just easily say it's witch stuff, and they'd be like, "Whatever, okay, thanks." Yeah.
Hmm.
You know.
Well, she did say that she did think that it was a Scoobies only thing.
Yeah, but that's really juvenile.
That it's true, but you know, it's a reason.
It's a reason.
Yeah.
Not a good reason, but a reason.
A reason indeed.
Kaylee Jo. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Spike got a new place.
No, I like it.
You're dead.
It's a nice place. I love that place. I enjoy the whole... I love Giles and Spike together.
Yes.
I love the whole money thing, the whole I'm a badass, leave me alone, I don't want anything to do with your thing, and then the turnaround and he gets tagged later.
Because you knew when he was like, I don't want to hear from you when, whatever. You knew that he was, that by the end of the episode, he was going to need them again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. Like, Giles made a very good point of, like, he was like, you guys, leave me alone. Get me the hell out of here. Like, you know, and they're like, well, if you want us to leave you alone, what the hell are you still doing in Sunnyvale?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, leave town. He can go anywhere in the world, but he's chilling in Sunnydale.
Well, he can only go as far as he can run with a tarp over him.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But when he was happily carrying groceries back.
Oh, poor guy.
That was so cute.
Spent money on smokes and blood and threw it away. That was, seriously, this character, I can't believe, you know, how people who loved him so much could tolerate me saying, eh, the guy from Torchwood. for about a year. He is I can't wait to see him when he comes to Montreal Comic Con, let me tell you.
I love neutered Spike.
My goal is to try and ask him to say, this is James Masters and you're listening to Potential Cast.
Oh, please do.
That would be awesome. But he might charge me $75 for it.
That's what I was thinking, 60 bucks for a headshot.
Yeah.
I love how the show is given reasons for him to still be sticking around the Scoobies.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
And they're not ridiculously outlandish either.
Mm-mm. Makes sense.
He seriously needs their help. Who's going to help him without hurting him?
Nobody. Okay. So the initiative lets Buffy in. And quickly Buffy realizes that Buffy needs information. She has to know the demon's motivations and uh-huh. everything. And the initiative, they don't. They just do what they're told. No questions asked.
That's what you learn. Is it because of their vitamins?
I think it's because also that's what you learn at the Killbot factory, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people thought that Joss was making, that the show was... you know, making a statement against the military, and I don't think so. It's just...
That's what I thought briefly. I was like, this is pretty heavy-handed.
I think it is making a statement against the military, and I think it's entirely justified.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, yes, because you can't, you know, to be a soldier, you can't be outspoken, and you have to uh-huh. just do what you're told to be a soldier.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Forrest is so jealous of Buffy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is Forrest in love with Riley?
He's so in love with Riley.
I know.
I like it, though. He's like, he's marking his territory. He's, like, very testosterone-filled. Like,
hot gay black guys.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's in the military.
It is. Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, at that time, yeah. Boy. This was quite weird. It was just super weird. And then the whole Was anyone else when they pulled that beacon out of Spike's shoulder and Giles gave it to Xander? Was I the only one thinking that we'd see Xander running down the street with it?
I thought you'd see him in a car or something.
I thought he'd be running like with his arms waving like a Muppet.
Exactly. And of course he just flushed it. I guess I'm just so used to there not being bathrooms on TV. The only alternative would be to run outside. That was awesome.
And Professor Walsh sent Buffy on a one-way mission.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was disheartening.
Okay, did Walsh invite Buffy into the initiative
she
just to kill her?
Have.
Yeah,
or
I think she
killed
did
her
because
off because
I think
asking too many questions.
That could be it. I think she invited her into the initiative just to get a feel for her. But then as soon as she slept with Riley, she's like, that ain't gonna happen
anymore. Oh my god!
Yeah.
The video scene where she's spying on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we totally know Damon Lindelof loves Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
Damon Lindelof, you're a fucking ripoff artist. I've said it.
But you know, most people are too.
I mean,
that's like most Buffy episodes are based on something else.
I know, like, but still. He's short and wears glasses. I feel like I can pick on him.
He's also bald.
Well, yeah, but that's not his fault.
That's true.
The it short thing fun. Is, really.
And the need for glasses?
That too.
He has money. He can get that.
Yeah. Fucking people with money that still wear glasses instead of fixing their eyes piss me off. I am cursed with wearing these things every day of my life.
Yeah. Oh, my mother is just totally blind, even with glasses, and they're like Coke bottles. I'm like, mother, you need to have LASIK. She said, I'm saving up for my tummy tuck.
Your mom is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I got nothing.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right, Artie.
I think Artie has something to say.
He says, yeah, I'm done with this. Oh my god.
Thank you, Artie.
Oh, but a wall should not have been monologuing.
No.
Oh, monologuing.
Scott Stick. But how poetic she got skewered by the one item she said to not destroy. The demon.
Mother.
Mommy?
I think it was
mommy.
That was weird.
That's creepy.
That was unnecessary.
Yes.
Boo.
Yeah.
What was the episode with Frankenstein in season one?
Oh, I think that was season two, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, it was like the first episode of season two or the second episode. Assembly required.
Some assembly required.
Yeah.
That was better than this guy. This is season four quality, where it's supposed to be.
I blame Angel. I blame Joss being busy on Angel.
When you work on two things simultaneously, season six of Lost sucks.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So he copied that too.
Yeah, he's even a ripoff artist in the way he lets us all down. Man, how unoriginal.
So Walsh and that other doctor, the surgeon one, are the only ones that know about Adam.
Yep.
Apparently.
Is that what you believe? Yeah. So Riley, Forrest, Brad, and the crew don't know anything.
I don't think they know anything about Adam at all. At all, at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so they legitimately think they're doing good, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they think they do. And did you guys notice that Riley's phone rang the second Buffy asked what 314 was?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Walsh was listening as well as watching.
She was watching everything. What a pervy perv.
Pervy perv.
Mm-hmm.
Pervy perverson.
Do we have any other points? Because we're nearing an hour.
I don't have anything more I want to say about this.
Nope. Not really.
Mm-mm. I think Gabby should rate it first.
Okay. Well, we had the bronze.
Yay! So 1 out of 10, what?
Xander was wearing a Captain America shirt.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Joss Whedon, that's the most amazing bit of foreshadowing ever. Kudos to you.
They're mentioning that the area where the initiative was huge made me laugh because it didn't seem very big at all. And I don't know. This... Okay. Every scene when Spike with Spike in it was funny, especially when he was bringing back the groceries. But all in all, this really, really sucked. And I hated almost every minute of it. And I fell asleep and I had to rewatch the last 15 minutes of it. So I give it 3 out of 10 awkward, unexpected guests.
Wow.
Yikes.
Wow.
Kelly Jo?
I liked it overall. I mean, it's far from the best, but it's not one of the worst things I've ever seen ever. Including Buffy. I mean, if you're going to compare it to some of those season one episodes, I view it as, you know, if this was in season one, this would be a good episode, really good episode.
Probably the best.
You know, yeah, I don't know. But overall, I say I give it 6.5 creepy nanny cams.
Awesome.
you actually took my rating system.
Oh!
That's amazing. Kim, we'll let you go last. Steph? Well, so you can come up with a new rating system, Kim.
Yes.
Well, I usually hate this. But this time through, I don't know, I'm trying to be positive and trying not to hate the initiative so much, but or hate Riley so much. I mean, I just think the parts, you know, with Spike coming back and asking for, you know, having to ask for help, it's just awesome. Mm-hmm. And the double entendres were just ridiculously cheesy and funny.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Is
Steph gone?
Timing. Horrible. Steph?
Sorry.
Steph, she's there? Back.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yay.
Okay. I don't know how far I got. I'm trying not to be so negative. I'm trying not to hate on Riley and the initiative so much this time through. But, you know, the stuff with Spike coming back and having to ask for help was hilarious. Mm-hmm. The double entendres are just ridiculously cheesy. And it's funny. I don't know. I kind of enjoyed it this time. I give it 7.5 flush tracking devices.
I enjoyed it. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it until the very last, literally the last seconds. All the stuff with Xander, Giles, Anya, Spike, that stuff is just, I don't want to say filler, but it's just classic them, and that's what saves it, because it's very effortless, like Illyria was saying earlier. I don't like when Buffy drops her friends for a boy. It just drives me up the wall. Mm-hmm. I think it's quite sloppy, actually. But overall, I think I'm going to give it 6 out of 10 boost bars.
Ooh.
I think Anya's awesome. I like Tara. I think the face on Riley in that picture that I posted for me adds a lot of points, because that for me I cannot unsee that. Walsh being killed was awesome. Buffy finally being a badass and giving it to Walsh over that comm cam. I'm sorry, guys. Communications camera. was just amazing.
So, I cost $20,000, Illyrio.
22, Kelly Joe.
Oh, really?
I think so. Yeah. Huh? So I am going to right now give it a rating of 7.5 surgical circular saws out of 10.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's what we thought. Tell us what you think. Send us an email at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
Please feel free to follow us on the Twitter, twitter.com/potentialcast. There's the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/potentialcast, where you can ask to join. Keep it spoiler free and make sure that you don't spoil us. And if you post links to other sites that may have spoilers, maybe think about posting that somewhere else, like in the potential spoilers group, which would be a good idea. Because sometimes I don't have a lot of self-restraint. And or if it is going to be spoilery, mention it in the initial post. Regardless, try not to spoil us because we don't want to be spoiled. You hear that, Nathan Fillion? You bastard!
what did he do?
We'll talk about it off air.
Oh. Okay.
Also, would you love a potential cast T-shirt?
Yes.
A potential cast pin. Sticker. How about a potential cast iPad case?
Yes. And an iPod, I would.
Or an iPhone case.
Ooh.
And there's always that thong.
Oh.
A potential cast thong. You know, I regret not bringing that to Raleigh. It would have been funny.
You have one or no?
Could have auctioned it off for Autism Speaks. so the best promotion ever. So you can visit our Cafe Press site. The link is in our show notes, which you can find on the website, potentialcast.com. Kim, you're really slipping there.
Sorry. Griffin was here.
Yeah, so I think that's what we say. Let's do quotes.
Hey!
Everyone's getting spanked but me.
Aww.
Not for long.
Hello, Tara.
Professor Walsh. No, wait. I don't like that one. I scratched that one out. Where is it? Oh, you mean the camo and stuff? I thought about it, but on me, it's going to look all Private Benjamin.
This will feed me back an image, and I can advise you from there. I don't want to put you in any unnecessary danger. Oh, that's okay. Danger's my birthright.
My God. You said it was big. You told me, but you never said it was huge. Don't like to brag. I had no idea. This is incredible.
How did you do that with your voice, Kelly Joe?
Kelly Joe, how
are you a Cylon?
What's a Cylon?
God damn it.
Gabby, did you go?
No, I did not. Irony is kind of ironic that way.
Yay.
Yay!
I don't have anything else.
Did you go, Illyrio?
Yeah, I did. It was the camo Private Benjamin.
Oh, right.
Blah, blah, bitty blah. What's on the slate for next time, Steph?
Next week is...
No.
Goodbye.
Next time.
Oh, excuse me. Next time is Goodbye, Iowa.
Goodbye, Iowa.
Iowa. Huh.
Hey, do you guys know how to conjugate Iowa?
No.
Iowa, Uowa, Weowa, Hishiowa.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. On that note, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Wait. Kelly Joe, thank you for joining us. Where can people hear you?
You can find me on my Twitter, twitter.com/KellyJoe562.
Follow Kelly Joe, please.
Yes. Or you can listen to me on a different intro cast called Observer Cast. It's about Fringe.
Wow, so you finished Bluthcast already?
No. That's...
In a matter of speaking.
That's
awesome.
Certain contests.
What happened? Was there a fight?
No, there actually wasn't. It was just bad.
Well, then you're doing it wrong.
No, it was more, I shouldn't be in charge of planning things and recording schedules.
Well, you learn something about yourself, and that's half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good
night. Bye-bye.
You know what's lamer than this song?
Not that.
Being 17 in a band playing this song.
The bass line's pretty simple.
Damn right. Wait, hold on. Slaughter was the worst because of all the harmonies. The harmonies were a bitch and only one of us could sing. Oh, that brings back memories. Thanks, Kelly Jo. I'm going to stop recording.
Did you just groan in disgust?
I did. That's going to be my controversial comment.
Oh, you hate lesbians.
No, what? No. I hate Tara.
What?
I don't like
her.
Oh,
my God.
As of right now, I don't like her. I have my reasons.
Okay.
Wow. I'm starting to think that it's not Steph that doesn't like anything, it's Gabby.
It's Gabby, yeah. But I will admit when I change my opinion
mm-hmm.
on something,
mm-hmm.
I know when I'm wrong. But I don't like Tara. She seems stoned.
Yes, she does. Oh. She seems really stoned. She's one of those stoner girls.
Yeah. Stoned lesbian.
Nothing wrong with that.